Jennifer Gledhill stood in the middle of the living room, her heart racing as she tried to compose herself. It was September 28, 2024, and the weight of the world pressed down on her shoulders. Matthew Johnson, her husband of 10 years, was missing, and the calm facade of their life together was beginning to crack. She had called the police, her voice trembling as she reported his disappearance, but inside she felt a storm brewing. Matthew was a respected member of the Utah National Guard, known for his dedication and charm. Friends often remarked on his commitment to family, but behind closed doors, their marriage had become a battlefield. Jennifer's protective order against him had been dismissed weeks earlier, a sign that their relationship was spiraling into dysfunction. The court had suggested both were at fault, but Jennifer felt trapped, desperate to escape a life that felt suffocating. Days before Matthew went missing, his friends noticed a change. He had withdrawn, seeking refuge at the National Guard facility. They worried for him, sensing danger. Unbeknownst to them, Jennifer was drowning in a secret affair, a choice that would soon lead to devastating consequences. Just days earlier, she had shown her lover a loaded gun, hinting at the dark turn her life was about to take. The confrontation happened on September 20th, 2024. Matthew had come home, his heart heavy with the weight of betrayal. He found Jennifer in their bedroom, the air thick with tension. The argument escalated, words turning into accusations, pain spilling out in anger. In the heat of the moment, she reached for the gun, and in an instant, everything changed. As Matthew slept that night, Jennifer made a choice that would shatter lives. She pulled the trigger, silencing the man who had once been her partner. The act was quick, but the aftermath would haunt her forever. She didn't just kill Matthew, she tried to erase the crime, scrubbing away the evidence and hiding the body, but guilt weighed heavily on her. Jennifer sat in her car days later, shaking as she confessed to her lover. Her words were chilling, spoken in a tone that belied the horror of what she had done. Alarmed, he recorded their conversations, the chilling details spilling out in a disturbing confession. When he took those recordings to the police, the walls began to close in on Jennifer. Police investigations quickly revealed the truth. Bloodstains marked the home where their children had once played. GPS data showed her movements, painting a picture of premeditated actions. As the search for Matthew continued, his body remained hidden, lost in the shadows of betrayal and fear. Jennifer's arrest sent shockwaves through their community. The once admired couple now faced severe scrutiny. Her parents were implicated too, accused of obstructing justice as the family's nightmare unfolded in public. The children, innocent victims, were caught in the eye of the storm, mourning a father they would never see again while facing the reality of a mother behind bars. As the trial loomed on the horizon, questions filled the air. Why had Jennifer chosen this path? What drove a mother to destroy her family for the sake of an affair? The stakes were high, and the community watched, grappling with the painful truths of love, betrayal, and the haunting consequences of a life lived in secrets. Jennifer sat in the small, cold cell, her hands trembling as she replayed the night of September 20th, 2024, over and over in her mind. The metal bars loomed like a reminder of the choices she had made. Every sound echoed with the reality of her situation. The voices of other inmates faded into a dull background noise, but her thoughts were razor sharp. Outside, the world felt disconnected. People were going about their lives unaware of the storm brewing around her. Once she had been a beloved mother and wife. Now, she was a pariah. The court date was coming. Every day brought a new wave of anxiety. As the sun dipped below the horizon outside, she remembered the look on Matthew's face the moment he realized she had betrayed him. The pain in his eyes had cut deeper than any physical wound. During their argument, the sound of her own voice had startled her. It had morphed into something almost unrecognizable, a mix of blame, anger, and sorrow. "Why?" he had yelled, his voice cracking. "How could you do this to us?" Now those words echoed in her head, twisting like a knife. Did she really think she could escape this? Behind the facade of her affair lay a backstory riddled with fear and desperation. She had tried to convince herself that leaving Matthew would be freedom. Instead, it had led to this nightmare. Weeks passed. The days bled into one another, marked only by the ticking clock in the visitation room. Each visitor's face grew familiar, but none could penetrate her wall of guilt. Her parents, once a source of comfort, looked at her with a mixture of shame and concern. They were also facing potential charges for their involvement. They had known something was wrong, but how could they have anticipated this? On the other side of town, Detective Lisa Harrow pieced together the case in a small, cluttered office littered with files. The investigation had shifted from searching for Matthew to building a case against Jennifer. The evidence was mounting. Blood evidence, witness statements, and GPS data painted a clear picture, and each new piece sent shockwaves through the community. Lisa leaned back in her chair, frustration creeping in. "What drove her to this?" she muttered to herself. Her colleagues had their theories, but as the lead investigator, she felt the weight of uncovering the truth. She had seen the impact of domestic violence in many forms, but rarely had she seen it culminate in such a tragic end. With the trial looming, news outlets covered the case with fervor. Jennifer's face became a commonplace image on television screens, coupled with the story of a missing soldier and a strained marriage. Speculation ran rampant. Some painted Jennifer as a cold-blooded killer. Others sought to understand the collapse of her family. The community hung on every detail, hungry for answers. As the trial date approached, Jennifer's realization of her isolation hit her hard. No one could save her. Her lover had betrayed her trust, and her plans had unraveled. She had expected him to be her escape, the lifeline that would pull her to freedom. Instead, he had turned against her, recording her darkest confession to share with the police. In the weeks leading up to the trial, Jennifer found a glimmer of hope in her conversations with her attorney, David. He visited her regularly, a source of reassurance amid the chaos. David believed in her innocence, at least to some extent. He knew they had a tough battle ahead, but he never wavered. "We can argue that the circumstances pushed you into a corner," David said one afternoon during a visit. "This wasn't just a sudden burst of violence. We need to show the jury that you were scared." Jennifer listened, though she felt the gulf between them. How could he defend the indefensible? Her mind raced with guilt. Anxiety about her children weighed heavy. They would suffer the consequences regardless of the trial's outcome. "Do you think they'll understand?" Jennifer asked, her voice breaking. David leaned closer, his eyes steady. "We will do everything we can, but you need to trust the process." Trust. That word felt like a distant echo. She had lost trust, not only in Matthew, but in herself. The trial loomed like a storm cloud waiting to unleash its fury. Each day brought new dread, each moment spent in survival mode. Meanwhile, Lisa had gathered enough evidence to present to the court. Her hard work was about to be tested. As the trial date approached, she prepared to reveal the truth behind the light of the Johnson Gledhill household. The morning of the trial dawned cold and gray. Jennifer sat at the defendant's table, her hands folded in her lap as the buzz of the courtroom filled her with trepidation. She scanned the room, locking eyes with friends and family, all here to witness the unraveling of a once happy family. Where was justice? Where was the understanding she yearned for? When the judge entered, silence fell. The gavel struck, and her heart raced. This was it. The opening statements began, and Jennifer felt the weight of the world pressed down on her once again. The prosecution laid out its case, methodically detailing the evidence. Matthew's friends testified about his change in behavior, the concern they felt. They painted a picture of a loving father twisted by betrayal. Their words sliced through her, resonating with raw emotions. Then it was David's turn. He stood up, commanding attention. "Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we are here to uncover the truth. This was not a cold-blooded murder, but a response to fear, fear that Jennifer Gledhill felt every day in her own home." As he spoke, Jennifer recalled the arguments, the fear she had carried. She had wanted to live freely, away from the toxicity that had engulfed their lives. But was that an excuse for what she had done? Her mind swirled with doubt, weaving an intricate tapestry of guilt and pain. Witness after witness took the stand, each recounting conversations with Matthew. They had loved him. They had trusted him. Jennifer felt like a ghost, invisible yet present in each painful retelling. When it was her turn to testify, her heart raced. She had rehearsed these words so many times, but now they felt foreign. Facing the jury, she sensed their judgment before she even spoke. "I loved Matthew," she began, her voice wavering. "But I was scared, scared of what he had become. I didn't mean to hurt him. I thought I could escape." Tears filled her eyes as she relayed the story of the gun, the chilling confession to her lover, the moments leading up to the shot fired in the dark. It felt surreal to share, but she wanted them to understand. The fear had consumed her. As the trial continued, the pressure mounted. The media frenzy outside only added to the tensions. Each report brought fresh scrutiny, leaving Jennifer exposed and vulnerable. Lisa watched it all from the sidelines, fascinated by how quickly public perception shifted. What was it that drew people into this story? The thrill of betrayal? The question of how someone so normal could commit such a crime? As she dug deeper, Lisa found herself questioning her own assumptions about the case. There was a complexity here that transcended headlines. Jennifer was not just a villain. She was a woman trapped in a cycle of fear, loss, and desperation. Then, the unforeseen happened. An anonymous tip came in, suggesting that Matthew had been seen days after his disappearance. The information was a shock to the investigation, shifting the focus back to a missing person's case instead of murder. With new energy, Lisa dove back into the investigation. She began tracing leads and uncovering clues that could bring Matthew back from the dark shadows. But with every twist, she found herself caught in a moral quandary. What if he was alive? What would that mean for Jennifer? The trial resumed with a new layer of intrigue. Jennifer could sense the shift in the room, the tension thickening as the jury weighed these new developments. As her fate hung in the balance, a new question emerged, one that would forever change the narrative. Had she truly seen the last of Matthew Johnson? The courtroom, once a stage for her downfall, became a place of unexpected possibilities. The truth was out there, waiting to be uncovered, and Jennifer's story was far from over. As the courtroom buzzed with anticipation, Jennifer sat in her seat, her palms sweaty. The atmosphere felt charged, the air thick with a mix of tension and hope. The prosecution had built a compelling case, but the whispers of Matthew's potential survival hung like a shadow over the proceedings. "Your Honor," the prosecutor began, presenting the evidence meticulously. The jury listened intently as each piece of testimony layered onto the next, painting Jennifer as both villain and victim. This was not an act of self-defense, but a calculated, desperate measure driven by fear and betrayal. Jennifer's breath caught in her throat. They were painting her as a monster, erasing the complexities of her life. She stole a glance at her parents, their faces etched with pain and disappointment. She wished she could rewind time to a point where her choices hadn't led them into this nightmare. When David rose to counter the prosecution, his demeanor shifted the courtroom's energy. "Ladies and gentlemen, we're not denying that a tragedy occurred, but we must consider the circumstances leading to that night. Jennifer Gledhill was in a constant state of fear, trapped in a cycle of violence that the system repeatedly failed to address." His words resonated, and Jennifer felt a flicker of hope. She leaned forward, desperate to be seen not just as a killer, but as a woman caught in a web of despair. Outside, Lisa Harrow continued her investigation, chasing down tips that could bridge the gap between Jennifer's tragic choices and Matthew's potential survival. The anonymous tip had sent her down a rabbit hole, gathering fragments of new information. She spoke to witnesses who claimed they saw Matthew weeks after September 20th, 2024. A flicker of hope ignited within her as she pieced together the timeline. What if Matthew was alive? If she could unravel the truth before the jury rendered their verdict, perhaps justice would find a way to redeem Jennifer. Back in the courtroom, the tension escalated. The prosecution was relentless, sharing the grim details of the crime scene, amplifying the idea that Jennifer had acted with premeditation. The jury listened, faces impassive, yet Jennifer saw the flickers of disbelief among some. Her heart raced as the final witness for the prosecution took the stand. Matthew's best friend, Daniel, stepped up, his eyes reflecting deep sadness. "We were close. I saw a change in him. He felt cornered and worried about his family." He paused, swallowing hard. "But I never thought it would come to this. I can't reconcile what she did." Each word struck Jennifer like a blow. The shame washed over her. They wouldn't understand. They couldn't know the depths she had sunk to. the desperation that had consumed her. Then it was David's turn to cross-examine. He approached calmly, determined to peel back the layers of emotion. "Daniel, you said Matthew was scared. Did he express any intentions of harming Jennifer?" Daniel hesitated, the weight of his answer palpable. "No, he didn't. He was more worried about his children." "Thank you," David replied. This was it. He was shifting the narrative, urging the jury to see the other side. After days of gripping testimony, the trial reached a boiling point. The jury was sent to deliberate. Jennifer sat anxiously, her mind racing with every possibility. She couldn't block out the memories of that fateful night. Each moment replayed in her mind on a loop, yet she tried to hold on to the flicker of hope that remained. Lisa, still working behind the scenes, received a text just as deliberations began. A witness had come forward, claiming to have seen Matthew leaving a diner just a week after he was reported missing. The adrenaline surged through her as she raced out of the police station to meet the witness. Could this be the breakthrough the case desperately needed? In the courtroom, the discordant silence pressed on Jennifer like a weight. She watched the jury file back in, each face unreadable. The foreman, a middle-aged man with graying hair, cleared his throat. "We, the jury, find the defendant." As he spoke, time slowed, the words blurred, but Jennifer's heart raced. "Guilty" echoed in her mind, followed by a wave of dread. That was it. The darkness of her choices was about to close in. But the word "not" broke through the noise. "Not guilty on the charge of murder in the first degree." "What?" The courtroom erupted into chaos. The gasp from her family filled her with confusion and disbelief. She couldn't process the reality that unfolded around her. Jennifer felt numb. Freedom was within reach, yet the cost was steep. The jury had found her not guilty, but they knew the truth. The truth of a mother haunted by her choices and a life stolen. As the legalities settled around her, whispers of Matthew's possible survival spread like wildfire. In the days that followed, Lisa's investigation bore fruit. They tracked down the diner's security footage, revealing Matthew thinner but alive, sitting quietly in a booth. He had been living in hiding, estranged from a family that had become a source of pain. When the news broke, the community reeled. Jennifer learned of this fresh twist while sitting at home watching the television reports. Matthew was alive, but his choices had led him to abandon his children. It was a bittersweet breath of relief mixed with the agonizing reality of abandonment. The morning of Jennifer's release was met with a mix of hope and bitterness. As she stepped outside, a throng of reporters awaited. Questions flew at her, each one sharper than the last. "How does it feel to be free? What will happen to your children? Will you ever see Matthew again?" Jennifer pushed through the crowd, searching for the familiar faces of her parents, who stood nearby. Their love was fractured, but they still offered her support. They embraced her tightly, both relieved and devastated by the reality of this new life. Later, Jennifer found herself at a grief support group for families of domestic violence. The lingering scars were undeniable. She was no longer just a killer or a mother. She was a survivor, navigating a painful path to healing. Weeks turned into months. Jennifer worked hard to rebuild her life, focusing on her children and finding a way to connect with them. The specter of betrayal loomed over every interaction, but she was determined to create a safe space for healing in her home. Then one day, a message arrived from Matthew. It was a simple text, asking if they could meet. The past hung heavily in the air between them, but the possibility of understanding tugged at her heart. Their meeting was charged with tension. They sat across from each other, each searching for answers in the other's eyes. Matthew looked older, the weight of what had happened etched into his tired face. "Why did you leave?" Jennifer managed to ask, her voice barely above a whisper. "I didn't know how to face what we had become," he replied, a hint of regret in his voice. "I thought I was protecting you and the kids, but instead, I was just running away." They spent hours talking, unearthing layers of pain and misunderstanding. What had once been a marriage spiraled into a painful reckoning of love twisted by betrayal. Each word felt like a step toward healing, even if the journey was far from complete. As they parted ways, Jennifer felt a sliver of hope. They weren't the same people from before, but perhaps in the wreckage of their lives, they could find a new beginning, one rooted in honesty and understanding. The trial had closed, the verdict delivered, but the story didn't end there. Jennifer Gledhill was not just a woman accused of murder. She was a mother, a survivor, and most importantly, someone who had faced the darkest moments of her life and emerged, if not unscathed, at least determined to move forward. With Matthew's future uncertain, the path ahead remained complex, but together they began to navigate that complexity, one tentative step at a time, embracing the possibility of redemption in the wake of tragedy. The questions still lingered. Would they find a way to heal? Could rain follow the storm? Only time would tell.